Hi there, and welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast for the week starting Monday the 21st of March 2011. I'm Simon Robinson, bringing you key chemical news stories for the week just gone. And last week's news has been dominated, as I'm sure you all know, by the terrible events in Japan, the earthquake, the tsunami, and the difficulties at the nuclear power plants. ISIS's coverage is concentrated mostly on the way that this is affecting the chemical business around the world, and the problems in Japan have been quite incredible. We've got a whole number of companies that have decided that they have to close production to make sure that people are safe and the plants are working safely. People are having difficulty with logistics, and it's having a knock-on effect on chemicals and prices around the world, not to mention the terrible human cost in the country. One example of this is in Sumitomo Chemical has said that in the wake of the March 11th earthquake, they're finding it very difficult to get petrochemicals delivered across the country. The delivery system is in confusion now, a source at the company said. Access to the most badly hit areas in northern Japan was limited or completely cut off as roads were damaged by the earthquake. Land transport in other parts of the country was becoming increasingly difficult as a result of fuel shortages. Delivery by truck from west to east is difficult because of a shortage of gas oil. Kashima and Ichihara monoethylene glycol plants have been shut down. That's two of six monoethylene glycol units in Japan have been closed since March the 11th. Mitsubishi Chemical's 280,000-ton-a-year plant in Kashima and Maruzen's 115,000-ton-per-year plant in Ichihara are both down. The combined capacities of the two plants represents about 48% of Japan's annual MEG output. Kanika's closed its Kashima PVC plant after the quake. That's 175,000 tons a year of polyvinyl chloride out of action for now. Producers operating its 290,000 ton a year plant in Takasago at normal operating rates, it says. Japan's Sun Alamo's 67,000 ton per year polypropylene unit in Kawasaki may remain shut even after maintenance at the site is completed on the 22nd of this month because its propylene supply was cut off after the earthquake. The company's other PP unit at Kawasaki, which has the same capacity, has been shut since March the 11th. Sun Alamo gets its propylene feedstock from one of its stakeholders, JX Nippon Oil and Energy, whose cracker at Kawasaki was shut down after the quake. Shinetsu shuts its PVC plant in Kashima. That's 550,000 tonnes a year of polyvinyl chloride. The company says it's still checking the damage, but have no idea about a restart date. Teyako Vinyl have done a similar kind of thing. It's 100,000 tonnes a year there in Chiba, offline after it was shut down following the earthquake. The start date is still unconfirmed, the company says. And Teyo's 310,000 tonnes per year plant at Yokkachi and 150,000 tonnes per year plant in Osaka are operating at a normal rate. Lanxess, the German chemical firm, has temporarily closed its Japanese headquarters in Tokyo because of fears of staff safety after the earthquake and tsunami. The company, I think, sums it all up for us all when they say, "We are shocked by the intensity of the disaster. The safety of our employees in Japan is our top priority." Managerial staff at the Tokyo office will work from Toyohashi, 250 kilometres southwest, where Ryan Kemi, a subsidiary, has production plants for rubber chemicals. That is still operating. The list goes on. We have another five or six chemical plants that we know of that were closed because of the quake in Japan. This really has dominated news this week, and everybody in ISIS, and I'm sure everybody listening, is thinking about the people in Japan.